We just heard an interview with Wally Shawn and Andre Gregory. In their first film together, My Dinner with Andre, they played themselves. The film looks like a real dinner conversation between Shawn and Gregory, but they're actually performing from a screenplay written by Shawn. The first time I interviewed Wally Shawn in 1985, he told me what it was like to write that screenplay.
I had to figure out how to distort us in order to make us into two people who would come into conflict and whose resolution would be somewhat, you'd feel suspense about what would happen. So I made myself into a sort of super terrified little homebody, and everything that I have tried to get away from in myself in terms of being overly cautious in life, I put into the character. But still, the character I created was kind of appealing. And an awful lot of people have met me and been somewhat disappointed.
You had to play yourself in the movie. Was that hard to do? You'd already acted in other roles in films, but you'd never played a slightly fictionalized version of yourself before. Was it hard to, like, learn the lines that you'd already actually said in real life, more or less, and to play yourself, but not quite yourself, a little bit different than yourself?
Well, our director, Louis Malle, encouraged us to forget that it had anything to do with us, because I think he found that it was just unbelievably boring if we did what we would really do if Andre and I were having dinner together. And so Louis basically had to convince me that it should be played with a little more feeling shown than would be shown in life, and yet that it would look quite lifelike. And in fact, we rehearsed for a few months on video so that he could show that he was right about this point and others, which he always was.
Do you think casting directors have you in mind for a certain type of character at this point, since you're becoming better known?
Unfortunately, I think so, yes.
You know, one of the things that bothers me about movies is that unless you're a kind of standardly handsome type person, you'll never get a romantic lead. and you're never even allowed to be sexual unless you fit the kind of current face of what's good looking.
I'm afraid this is brutally true. You can become quite concerned about it after a while, because you can begin to think, gosh, am I really so monstrous, so grotesque that no one can imagine me in a romantic relationship with another human being? Am I such a horrifying monstrosity as that? Do the people really see me this way? Is this what I really am or whatever?
You had to work for a while as a Xerox operator and a shipping clerk in order to make money to support yourself while you were writing plays. And what really shocked me is I was looking up, I think it was the contemporary theater biographies, and it says in it, under your entry, you know, 19 blah, blah, blah through blah, 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 Xerox operator, and it names the name of the company, and then it names the company that you did shipping for. And I figured, did he want this in? Did he ask that this be included in his biography and contemporary theater bios? So, did you?
I suppose there's a certain kind not necessarily very attractive bravado about this, because the reality is that I have, come from an what you might call an upper-class background, and it's been by my own choice that I have done these things that have superficially made me not seem to be a member of the ruling class.
You know, that reminds me of one of the opening scenes in My Dinner with Andre, when you walk into a very expensive restaurant that Andre Gregory has chosen for you to meet at. And you come in wearing a slightly rumpled trench coat, and you're not dressed up or anything, and you look like you're feeling very out of place in this restaurant, where Andre breezes in, and he's just wearing a sweater, but it doesn't matter he's casually dressed, because he's at home in this place of expense and elegance, because he knows how to behave in it. You know, he's just like one of them, even though he lives separate from it. And really, though, you grew up in a background where you could have been very at home in that. I mean, have you purposely try to disassociate yourself from coming from, I guess, an upper middle class background?
From the time I was 13, I have always felt uncomfortable with the upper middle class world. I never felt that I was a part of it or wanted to be a part of it. It was in my dinner with Andre that was sort of a coming out for me, because in the movie I admit that I came from a fancy background and don't. I mean, that's one of the things I like about the movie, is that it's a portrait of the dilettante children of that class in a certain way, if you want to look at it that way. You can look at the whole thing as a social satire. And that's why it's set in a fancy restaurant. And that's why we have the waiter who is actually working while we're philosophizing and so on. And I think for both Andre and me, it took a certain nerve to, instead of hiding from that, as I think we both always had, to sort of admit that.
Wally Shawn, recorded in 1985.